from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Deshaun Beatty, age 34 at the time of this interview.
As a kid, I was born in Manchester, but I got older, I moved to Spring Hill. My teenage years was in Northview, so I'm from Northview. I got along real good. My household was just me and my mom and my brother, so it was cool. We played baseball in the court every Saturday. We might go play basketball down at the field. Monday through Friday, we had leagues going on in the rec. The rec is trash. You can't even be in the rec now. You know what I'm saying? I think that has to be changed. There needs to be more leagues up there. My role model was Tyrone Branch. My brother, he was good. He was quiet. He stayed to himself, but he was the nicest person in the world. He was real vocal. When you ask him for something, he's vocal, but he'll give it to you. He'll give you his shirt off his back. Plus, he went to college, and he was the only one in our family to go to college. That was my favorite person. So, like, my brother, when my brother died, that was the worst. Without family, you really don't got nothing. You need somebody to talk to. Everybody go through problems. Everybody needs somebody to talk to, so I think family is very important. My child, that's what inspires me, my child, to go hard every day, work, school, whatever. That's basically it, my son. That's the most two important things to me. Got to work, got to have money to take care of your child, so work and my son. Care about my community a lot. I just hope in the future it could get better. The kids can go to school, play sports, go to college, just would like for it to get better. I know I inspired a lot of kids. I don't know how. I just know, like, if there's somebody in the neighborhood that needs something from me, I can try to be there for them. I think listening is very important. You can't be a talker all the time. You can be in a room with numerous people, business people, and if you ain't going in the right frame of mind to listen, you could lose whatever position or job you might have. So I think listening is very important. You got to start listening to your parents. Be smarter in the things you do. Be positive. And go to school. It's one of the most important things. You need an education to do anything. Without no education, you were not getting nothing out here. You can't even get a McDonald's job without no education. So you need that. You got to get a diploma or GED. I mean, it's a struggle for black people. Like the stuff with the police, the shootings. I mean, that's crazy. They killed that boy in front of his child. It's a struggle. It's always been a struggle. You got to be strong. There's going to be obstacles every day, every second, every minute of the day. So it's like, what you going to do when the obstacles come up? Are you going to be strong-minded, handle your business, or are you going to fall?
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Nasheed Goodwine, Lamont Johnson, and David Freeman. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.